So we'll probably have to slow down a bit when the room gets more full, but let it be as near a walking pace as possible to start off with. So it's not slow walking. But by letting the mind or the body be relaxed in its pace, the mind can follow suit. There's no feeling of strain or being held back. You might be aware of the whole body walking. It might be helpful to ground the attention in an anchor, anchoring in the feet, the lower legs, the actual movement of walking from the hips down. And the closer the outer circle keeps to the edge of the room, the more space there is for everyone. Feel free to overtake when it's safe to do so. Walking meditation gives us a real opportunity to take awareness, take mindfulness from times of sitting into movement. So it really helps with continuity of attending. So while the anchor is somewhere we can rest, lightly rest attention, it allows the mind enough stability to open up to other fields of awareness. So the sphere of sound, not necessary to label the sounds in terms of their content, birds, cars, creaky floors, That labelling will probably happen on its own. We're looking to attend to the experience of hearing, the experience of touch, and of course, seeing. Seeing is often a great hook for the judging, criticizing mind. Hooks onto certain features or characteristics, and almost in a neutral way decides, I like that, I don't like that. Those socks, that way of walking. But it's all just seeing. So letting the eyes and the mind relax and be soft. And as with sitting, the eyes can be, the vision can almost be blurry. So you can be aware of different shapes and colours and forms, movement. Forming part of the visual landscape. If at any time you feel you need to sit down, please do so. Noticing anything happening in the mind, within the mind sense. Thoughts, images. Different perceptions. Might be able to notice the quality of the mind that's knowing, the mind that's aware. just as with sitting, can have continuity of knowing the mind. Not trying to see, but just letting the mind be relaxed enough, mind and body relaxed and present. Sometimes you'll notice thinking. Sometimes awareness can overlook certain aspects of experience. So what's being missed? What's not obvious? Sometimes thoughts about the practice. What are we doing this for? That I'm enjoying it. Just notice any little thoughts outside of awareness. Notice if the mind is looking to entertain itself somehow with the practice. Make it more interesting. What does that mind feel like? Restless mind, the mind that's not engaged in present moment. And noticing the quality of the mind that is engaged. Noticing any pleasure from that engagement, interest. The mind that's quite content to be just where it is. Now coming to stand. Change of posture, but a continuity of awareness. And just noticing what's happening now.